The Swine Health Information Center is recommending the same biosecurity protocols used to protect swine herds from exposure to porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome to prevent the introduction of a new, more virulent and pathogenic strain of the infection. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
A Swine Health Information Center and American Association of Swine Veterinarians webinar planned for this afternoon will examine the PERS 144 Lineage 1C variant. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says, while this strain appears to be more pathogenic than other strains, and it's more easily spread and is capable of getting into high biosecurity farms, all of the typical biosecurity measures for PERS prevention still hold.
We haven't learned any new lessons yet. I'm hopeful that there may be some things that come out as information on this webinar. But all of the things that we work on with PERS holds. One of the most important things is to make sure that you understand what is in your area and communicate among producers and veterinarians to understand if there are outbreaks within the area, then there can be increased diligence in biosecurity protocols, biosecurity procedures, and making sure that that's implemented very tight every day. I think one of the most important aspects of biosecurity is that it is only as good as your weakest moment, because that weakest moment may allow for the entry of something that you don't want to have. And so making sure that you do the best job you can do to implement biosecurity of 100% every day, 24 hours a day, every day, is really important. So those usual biosecurity things with PERS of management of pig flow, of the on and off the farm, of visitors, of all of those things that go into PERS biosecurity still hold for this strain.
To register for this afternoon's webinar, click the link at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.